It is indeed music to our ears to hear senior Pentagon officials comment on the importance of the industrial base to our national security.
What do they say that is the most encouraging to you beyond we think this is a good idea? Because various government agencies say lots of things are good ideas, and yet progress doesn't seem to happen all the time.
Well, you know, obviously the Pentagon's a big place, and the bureaucracy is pretty dense. But in terms of the senior leadership now, they've made some very good moves, we think. Number one, the secretary has said to the senior leadership of the industrial base and publicly that the industrial base is critical to the national security of the United States, and that it's important for the Pentagon to be partners with the industrial base. And they followed that up with a number of meetings and created an ongoing dialogue. And the Secretary and Deputy Secretary Carter and Undersecretary Kendall have been very good about engaging in that dialogue.
What is it in particular that gives you such comfort that they are not only that they understand what you and the companies that you work with need to do, but all, that they are going to follow through with it and keep the companies in a position to be able to continue to support them? Is it comments like Ash Carter made saying that we understand that you folks do this for a reason, that you're in it to make a profit, those kinds of things?
Well, not so much that we know you're in it to make a profit. I mean, that's a statement of that's just stating the obvious, that the United States has decided that the industrial base was going to be created and executed in the private sector. And if you're in the private sector, if you can't make a profit, the companies can't exist. So that's pretty much a statement of the obvious. The question is how to identify capabilities that are going to be necessary and establish the kind of predictability and stability that's absolutely necessary for success in the private sector, and also to produce the kinds of things that our fighting men and women need.
You use the word predictability, and I'm a CNBC geek. I watch that network a lot when I'm not here and focused on federal things. And that word is used constantly to talk about all kinds of economic challenges. Is that more important, do you think, in the defense industrial landscape than it is in the general economic landscape, the general business landscape, or is it about the same?
I think it's probably more important in the defense industrial base than it is for, say, somebody like Apple. The commercial marketplace is one in which opportunity and market acceptance and the payoff to that are all wound together. And the defense industrial base, in many ways, has one single customer. And in order to create the capabilities to put in place the kinds of funding and resources, and especially important are the numerous small company suppliers that are necessary. You have to have some ability, some stability, and some long range certainty on where you're going. Because let's face it, in the defense industry, you don't make the profit margins that you do in the commercial industry. So. If you don't have that stability and predictability here, then you look around and your suppliers have gone elsewhere.
Fred, last question. You said something interesting, I thought, last week at the Air Force Association. You said delaying programs can be just as bad or worse than cancellations. It would seem counterintuitive to me. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, The main reason is, especially in the major programs, when you delay them and stretch them out, what you're essentially doing is raising the cost of each individual piece of that program. And in this case, when we're looking at flat or declining budgets over time, What we're then doing is shifting costs to future years when you actually have less money to pay for it. So you end up then with the kind of thing that we've seen before. Each airplane or ship gets more expensive. The government can then afford fewer of them. The program diminishes, and then both the profit margin for industry and the health of the numerous small suppliers suffers. So it's really the opposite of that stability and predictability.